and I'll be up there Tuesday and Tuesday night. Come back here Wednesday and go to the teachers. And then, I remember Thursday, I got a little book that is practical all the time. And there's Thursday night's a lodge night. So I'm pretty active. In between times, I try to change my oil on my vehicles. And then we have a camp out. I also belong to Good Sam, our organization, and I travel with them once in a while. We're going to have our state organization here this July in the fairgrounds. There will be a neighborhood of 300 or 400 campers in there. And we have a 3-day ball out of it.
I've never heard of the Good Sam organization.
Well, it's a travel club, really. All it is, Bush says it isn't like Airstream or anything like that. You don't have to have a brand name to be a Good Sammer. But you get discounts on several things as far as motels and campgrounds and things like that. And it's kind of like being a Boy Scout in the travel business. Bush says you do good things for other people. And you have a lot of fun at it, too, while you're at it. So they have camp outs and carry in meals and get a gang of them and go, say, like out of Glendale or out to the ranch or wherever. And there'll be maybe 15, 20, maybe 30 people. And they'll take a bunch of card tables. We got a few picnic tables, but that is never enough, you see. So I take a few card tables and stash them on the side of there and put all the food in there and do cafeteria style. Everybody gets all they want to eat, and there's generally lots of it. And then they play music or play cards or whatever. Take a walk, go fishing. So it's all entertainment. Play horseshoes.
Sounds like you're very busy.
Well, yeah, it kills time. Yeah, profitable, no. There's no profit in that.
Maybe you could tell me a little about, what about your religion?
Well, now that's a little different. You see, I'm a Methodist and she's a Congregationalist, so that's a split situation. But as far as the conflict, there really isn't that big conflict. We go to both of them.
Okay. Maybe you could tell me a little about your mother and your father, what you remember of them, what their occupations were.
Well, my father was a dry land farmer in Kansas for years, and then he'd come up here, and dry land farming up here is very poor, I'll tell you for sure. Our corn back there was shoulder high most of the time, our poor corn. And the best corn we ever got here was just a little bit better and built high. On dry land, you never had any problems with the down row on a cornfield in Wyoming, because that's just a wagon over, you just bend it over, and that's about the size of it. There wasn't you didn't have any problems. But you did have to have, once in a while, you had to have a skateboard to pick up the ears off of the ground, because he wasn't going up high enough to. But other than that,
a down row would be
where the wagon and the team runs over the top of it, see. See, back in Kansas, when you go over a down row, you got to pick it all up, because it'll break off and just like falling timber.
Oh, I see.
And this here, it just bends over. You might see Prickner flops back. Prickner as good as it was, because it wasn't that big. Just bent over the tops.
I see. About your father, where was he born and his education?
Now that I can't tell you. I really don't know. In the same way as my mother. They were born in Nebraska, I think. As far as I know, they were.